You have to have courage in dating. It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. This is from July 7th, 2021.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
According to Doc, in dating and relationships, man's most feared thing is rejection. But you need to overcome this because it's all your ego talking. Find out what Doc meant in this free segment from the July 7th, 2021 Doc Love Show. Also, don't forget you can get a free 7-day dating course. No spam, just 7 great days of Doc's coaching for free. How to approach, why the first 60 days of a relationship are so important, and much more. Find it at DocLove.com or go to DocLove.com/course. All right, let's learn about courage in dating via the great Doc Love. You'll hear me reading the first part, but these are all Doc's words, and then after that, it's Doc's take. Have courage. He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life. Muhammad Ali. When it comes to dating and relationships, the rejection card is with her completely, and the little voice inside you, your ego, absolutely hates to have it played on him. Why is it that you can negotiate deals worth hundreds of thousands, fix complex machinery, put yourself in physical danger, or do something equally as hard in your day job, but none of that scares you as much at a gut level as when you walk across the room to talk to a 5'2", 105-pound woman? Simple. Your ego would rather have you wrestle a bear with one hand tied behind your back than to have her shove a rejection card in your jeans and send you on your way. I know I tell you not to take women personally, but I also know that when the rejection card appears, the little voice in your head says, "I don't care what Doc Love says. I'm angry. I feel like a fool. Now everyone in the room thinks I'm an idiot, and Doc Love is wrong." If you didn't think that, you wouldn't be human. No one likes to get flushed down the toilet, especially when you built up the guts to walk up to her in the first place. There's another voice, a quieter one, that's talking too. While your ego is crying and moaning because of the rejection card, this voice is saying, "Good for you. You're in the game. You're getting closer." You feel worse when you don't try. Not trying means you have zero chance of getting a number and ultimately a girlfriend. You're forever on the sideline, hoping that magically some girl will appear, and she never does, because it takes effort to find and keep Ms. Right. No matter what they say, they want a strong guy. A strong guy is not someone that's too afraid to confidently approach and say, "What's your phone number?" It's ugly to have your ego scream at you when you get rejected, and we all will. It's the law of averages. But it's even uglier to never get in the game and therefore have no chance. Remember, guys, getting rejected is temporary. Giving up is permanent. Have courage and keep approaching. Until next week, thanks for your support. More is coming up. Doc's take on all this is next. By the way, get the system known as the Dating Dictionary. Go to doclove.com/system. We give you a lot of free stuff, but a lot is held back. The best is held back in the system. Read the You Changed My Life letters there, and then buy the book that will allow you to have women never look at you the same again. Available in written form, whether it's a downloadable PDF or a physical book or an audiobook. doclove.com/system. Doc, let's start talking about the we'll talk about having courage, and you have to have courage when you're getting into a dating and relationship situation, correct?
Yeah, you have to ask for the number. You got to call her up. You got to put on a show. You know, you'd say, "Well, why do I have to do all this stuff?" But I have an angle on this that I've seen guys do this. They go out with a gal, let's say, 3 times, right?
Sure.
What they do is they stop reading the system, and they stop hustling other women.
Yeah, crazy.
Because, and this girl could rob him on the 5th date, and now he has no BBs in the hopper. If you always have at least one phone number, you can't believe the confidence it gives you, but it's not going to last. So a lot of guys, they back off. "Oh, this girl likes me. This is in the bag. Oh, yeah, that's okay after 3 or 4 months." Because they don't all leave the first, second, and third date. So don't get up. Don't say, "Well, that girl had to walk across there. You know, guys would see me and all this." I don't care about what other guys think. All I care about is what women think. I'm going to go over there and ask her. That's the idea. And you do it. You say, well, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable. You want pain or you want discipline? Pain later or discipline now? And you're here because, you know, I'm telling you guys what's right. I'm on your side. One of the very few guys, Jeff and I, very few guys. So remember, this one is just practicing for this one. And I know you want it to go. I know you haven't had a girlfriend in a long time. But you got to have patience. You got to keep hope. You got to put a smile on your face. So that's my job, to coach you to say, man, look happy on the outside. That's the whole idea.
Doc,
thanks for the order, of course.
Doc, I have an angle on the courage thing. It does take courage, of course, to walk up to her, ask her for the phone number. You're facing rejection any time. But going out with other girls while you're still going out with her, before she's your girlfriend, of course, but say she, and we've talked about this in the show before, you know, they'll give you signals like, you know, I really don't like it when guys date other women and blah, 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 all that stuff. But it takes courage to say, you know what, I'm going to ignore all that stuff. I'm going to go after other women until this girl is my girlfriend. And, you know, in their mind, because the brainwashing of, well, only concentrate on one girl at a time, the brainwashing says that, man, you're going to lose that girl. So it takes courage to overcome that part of your brain. And like you said, Doc, getting that confidence of, hey, I got other things going on. And if this girl drops me, whatever, I'll go on to this one.
Yeah, remember, the main thing is loyalty. And when she said, when you tell her I'll be your boyfriend, you don't hustle other numbers, you don't flirt with other women, that's out. Up until that time, you accept, you know, you hustle everything that walks.
Fair game, right, Doc?
Everything. That's right. That's what's good about the system. In so many areas which appear gray, we give you a demarcation line. You do it here, but you don't do it after that, the majority of times. Then, of course, we have when the principles clash, the advanced class, it goes deeper, which you guys are aware of.
Well, Doc, thanks a lot, man.
And Doc Love Club members, you know we love you.
Hope you enjoyed this. This was only a portion of a show that went for about an hour. In fact, you're missing part 2 of 2 on Challenge as advanced students of the System/Dating Dictionary discuss the vital concept of challenge in the Doc Love Club Roundtable. Get the full show for that. Find it in the July 7th, 2021 show when you join the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Plus, you get hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles. docloveclub.com. Thanks for being here. See you next week.